Blog Talk Radio.
Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus. We must trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus. We must trust and obey. We didn't know you came to save us, Lord, to take our sins away. Our eyes were blind, we couldn't see. We didn't know who you were. We didn't know you came to save us, Lord, to take our sins away. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank God that we know who he is now. Thank God for him, glory to God, coming in to live and take his abode in these temples. Thank God that we open our eyes to see and open our ears to hear and also open our mouth to confess that we accept the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. We believe on the Lord Jesus that he came as a virgin. Glory to God, came through a virgin. Bless the Lord. Live here in the earth realm as a natural man with the supernatural on the inside when he received the Holy Spirit. Suffered and died and whipped and criticized, ostracized on our behalf. Hallelujah. He took our place. Hallelujah. We didn't know who he was at the time, but when our eyes did come open, thank God. And now he's at the right hand of the Father making intercessions on our behalf. Thank God that he is our Savior. He's our deliverer. He's our healer. Oh, he's our way maker. He's our provider. The El Shaddai, the Almighty God, the all-blessed one, the all-sufficient one. God, we thank God the more than enough God. I am that I am. Oh, he's the Jehovah Jireh, the provider. The Jehovah Mekadesh that sanctifies the God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's our refuge, a very present help in the time of trouble. He's our peacemaker. Oh, God, he's Jehovah's alone. The God of peace. Everything that we need is found in him and in his word. So we bless the Lord that we do know who he is. But there was a time we didn't know you came to save us, Lord, to take our sins away. Our eyes were blind. We couldn't see. We didn't know who you was. Thank God the veil is ripped, the eyes are open, and now it's up to us to make that sacrifice to use these temples, these vessels, and these giftings up to his glory, to his honor. He is so marvelous. Just got back in out of the storm, was able to get in, nobody but God. Had to sit outside for a while in the vehicle. I told Mother Alexander, I don't know whether we're going to make it in on time for the behalf service tonight. But we still had probably about 50 minutes, I think. So I just told her, so for you to hear from me about 10:15. But the Lord is so awesome, phenomenal. It was still raining, but it was lifted enough, even though it was lightning, to get in the door, change clothes, get some hot tea and lemon. That's what I'm doing right now, trying to get that in my system because it's needed. In the name of Jesus. And bless the Lord, praise God, we're all online and made it on time. Who could do this but Jesus? Praise the Lord. So we're here. We're going to celebrate Jesus. Got a testimony, what he just did. But I tell you right now, we're going to go into prayer, celebrating the Lord for all that he's done and doing. So many things are going on in our lives and in the land. and even for our own deliverance, for healing. But thank God for the all the blood work came back. Glorious, glorious, glorious. Just had an x-ray done just a little while ago, too, and the Lord bless. No pneumonia there, too, as well. So we got to deal with this respiratory, whatever this is. So we got an echo to be done on Thursday so you all can keep us in prayer. We're believing, like Mother said, well, it's all is well. So we're thanking God. We're standing on his word every day. I'm celebrating Jesus. Praise the Lord. So I want to just go before the Lord now with our scripture reading. Praise the Lord. And then we're going to go ahead and start with prayer and keep celebrating the Lord in the midst of our valley situations and even on the mountaintop, because if we're going to believe him to take us through, we got to stand on it every day and not being moved by glory to God, what we're hearing, what the enemy is doing, and what he's trying to do to slow us down and trying to keep us from flowing. Any of us in what God has given us to do. So we just got to keep confessing the word, standing on it, and holding fast to it in the name of Jesus, and walk by faith, not by sight, because if he can get us to walk by sight, we're going to miss God, and we're going to miss what he has for us, because doubt brings in, glory to God, a delay, because he said the only thing that pleased him is faith, and that, glory to God, is in Hebrews 11 and 6. I said the only thing that pleased him is faith, and so when we diligently seek him, he will, glory to God, reward us. Amen. Oh, praise God. Something is here on 1 John 4 and 1, something on the don't sabotage yourself. It says, John 4 and 1, beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are up from God. For many false prophets have gone out into the world. Colossians 3, 1 through 25. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind, and you already have a place where it says set your affections on things above, not the things on the earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you: sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desires, covetousness, which is idolatry. The wrath of God is coming. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old man and the self with his practices and his deeds, and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of the Creator. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're going to leave it right there. We won't read any more of that part that goes with the scripture. Well, thank God for the scripture reading. Thank God if we continue to live thereby. And glory to God, not perpetrate, not, glory to God, put on facade, not be hypocritical, glory to God, or walk in hypocrisy, but walk in truth with the whole armor on, and let this be a daily walk. Hallelujah, in submission and obedience to the Spirit of God. God, we thank you for this opportunity to come in your presence with thanksgiving. You said, glory to God, in your word, no flesh don't glory in your sight. Help us to not come perpetrating and glory to God, trying to bring anything. We don't want to have a Cain mentality. We want to have, glory to God, that Abel, glory to God, that sacrifice that we made unto you to glorify you, magnify you in the name of Jesus. And these vessels is the ones that we need to do it indeed and in everything that we do. In the name of Jesus, to glorify you. Forgive us for every offense, every transgression. Lord, it's a newness, glory to God, new day. Hallelujah. Renewed mercies and grace. Hallelujah. Help us to use these every day that you give us, every hour, every time, glory to God, we get a chance to be in your presence, to uplift your name, to give you glory. Help us not have a selected time. Oh, I only pray only at 6. I only pray at 1 o'clock in the morning. I only pray at 12. God, you say, pray without ceasing. Help us to have a prayer life, even though we may have that devotional time with you. Help us to have a prayer life. That means we can be able to pray at a moment notice for whatever the need is, whatever the desire is. We know there's people that are gifted, glory to God, that are intercessors. Everybody is not an intercessor, can intercede and pray, but everybody is not an intercessor. You gave various gifts in the body of Christ. We may try to select what we want to, but we can't fit, glory to God, a round peg in a square, glory to God, because if you have not given it to us, we can try to covenant somebody else. Help us to find out whatever this is that you have given us, and that we'll do our best in whatever we do. And as you bring promotions, as we humble ourselves and glory, and let you, glory, bless us to use whatever you have given us, hallelujah, to honor you, then God, when you will be the one to bring the increase in the name of Jesus. And you said our gift will make room for us. So help us to praise and magnify you. Glory to God, the gift giver, the creator. Help us, glory to God, to submit ourselves, to commit ourselves to your will. Help us to pray without ceasing. Help us to walk in forgiveness and walk in the agape, not the letters. Glory to God, but actually get it in the spirit to operate accordingly in the name of Jesus, because the letter killeth, but the spirit maketh alive. We got to have the word, and we got to have truth. We got to have, glory to God, with the spirit in the name of Jesus. God, so we thank you, Lord God. You said worship you in spirit and in truth. God, so we thank you, Lord God, for the power of your anointing. Thank you for teaching us how to celebrate. We come with, glory to God, all our laundry. We come against, you come, glory to God, with things that's going on in other people's lives, in the, glory to God, or in the world. But when do we come to give of ourselves and give you praise and give you worship, give you honor and adore you and magnify you? Why are we in the valley? Hallelujah. So we learn to give praise, glory to God, on the mountaintop. Glory to God, so we won't get caught up on the mountain, because, glory to God, we spent all the time in, glory to God, when troubles are going on and situations going on, when we're in the valley and just worshiping and magnifying to get out of that situation or get through it. But when you bring us through, help us not to forget. It takes that same thing of consistency, glory to God, to keep the anointing flowing, so that way sometimes that we can only say, help, oh, glory to your name, Jesus, or just say, Jesus, hallelujah. We have that stored up, glory to God, things, glory to God, in worship, setting our affection on things above, so that way, glory to God, we won't have to go through all of us praying and fasting and seeking the face, glory to God, for an hour and two to get an answer. Hallelujah. There'll be the appointed time when those things may occur, but it ought to be normally we can be able to call and have faith and answer, know that you're going to answer. God, thank you for touching our bodies and touching our minds. Thank you for this mind that was in Christ Jesus to be also in us. Help us to keep the mind of Christ by renewing our spirit man up with your word in the name of Jesus, and submission and obedience to it, because it's not enough to get the letter. Glory to God, we got to get that word down in our spirit, man, because out of the abundance of heart, the mouth speaketh. So whatever situation occur, we won't be so quick to operate along in the flesh in the name of Jesus. God, thank you for 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, you're faithful and just to forgive us. Thank you for touching our bodies with the finger of love. Thank you for touching our bodies, glory to God, hallelujah, with your tender touch, glory to God, that you're waking us this morning. It wasn't no alarm clock, it wasn't, glory to God, because I'm used to waking up this hour. My body always wake up this hour. Oh, if it had not been for Jesus. God, I thank you, glory to God. Thank you, Lord God, for touching our families. Thank you for touching, glory to God, our church family. Thank you for touching, glory to God, even our president of this United States and vice president. Thank you for the changing of the guard. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for the things that still yet you're going to do. Glory to God, we're praying for them, that they will hear, and the governor, the representatives, House of Representatives, whoever else. Oh, glory to God, that has some authority even over the nations, over our lives, that God, you will deal with them. And God, we are praying for salvation, but we are praying for wisdom to be able to, glory to God, to do what's right by the country, do what's right by people, and not be so greedy, lining their pockets, glory to God, with money in the name of Jesus. God, we are praying for an awareness and things that will be going on in the dark and behind the scenes, even with all of this drugs and all of this things, glory to God, going on with going on, glory to God, with the guns and laws and whatever. People are lining their pockets and saying, I'm with it, I want to make a change, this, that, and there was still yet on the backside of that. Something else is going on, glory to God, to keep it flowing the way it's flowing. Oh, it's not just the little people, glory. It's some people, glory to God, that got some things going on. Hallelujah. We're praying even for our doctors in the medical field also, glory to God, and nurses, for so many people, glory to God, got caught up in the greed, got caught up in tiredness, or got caught up, glory to God, through this pandemic and about wore out and not doing right by their patients, glory to God, and their clients. I pray right now and awaken them so they can remember, glory to God, the oath that they took in the name of Jesus, and they'll be aware, glory to God, what they're doing, and even the ones that know about things that are going on that are not right, that their exposure will come, not only for, glory to God, in the medical, also with our police force and every other area that something is going on that shouldn't be. That shouldn't be. God, we are praying. You told us to pray without glory to God ceasing. Pray in faith, glory to God. Pray always in the name of Jesus. So many grounds to cover, glory to God, with so many things going on. Help us as a body of Christ. We want to see and say, glory to God, what's going on, but what are we doing? Help us, glory to God, to line ourselves up to make sure we are lining up with your word. Oh, we are quoting that scripture. 2 Chronicles 7:14. We're preaching, we're teaching, we're laying it up, glory to God, prophesy, lay it down, whatever, glory to God. But you want us to live it and turn from any wicked way that we have may enter. And we may say, think about, glory to God, well, I'm not doing it that bad. It's not that bad. Whatever sin is sin, in the name of Jesus. And you say, glory to God, if we continue in it, we're going to have our part in the lake of fire. Help us to recognize, Lord, we want fire of the Holy Spirit, fire to burn out what's not like God in us, not fire to end up in the fire. All the blood of Jesus. Help us to seek first the kingdom of God, all his righteousness. Pray for those that are sick and glory to God and shut in. Those, glory to God, that may be locked down in their minds with all kind of things that the enemy is warring them with and doing these hideous crimes and voices that they're hearing. Oh, help us to pray. We don't have to be there to lay hands, but we can pray and tear down some strongholds in the power of prayer. Glory to God, our prayers can go around the globe. Glory to God, in places, glory to God, we will never see. In the name of Jesus. God, I pray, God, that we will pray, glory to God, against this demonic force that got, glory to God, people's minds so twisted. All they want to do is go out and kill. Blood running in the streets like water. All the blood of Jesus. No remorse, even after they do things. People killing up their children and chopping them up or burning them up, glory to God, or just murder, glory to God. All parents, glory to God, coming against their children in such a way and giving them mental, glory to God, mental problems, glory to God, because of the things they're saying to you. You ain't no good. You're like your daddy. You all the daddy saying something crazy to the child about the mama, or most of the time it's the mama about the, glory to God, or whoever. Oh, my God, we're praying, glory to God. What are we creating? And then we'll talk about, glory to God, what the devil is doing. Oh, my God, I pray right now against the satanic forces of this suicidal demon, the, glory to God, the homicidal demon, glory to God, this drug lord. Pray against the spirit, glory to God, that people just depressed and oppressed and anxiety attack, and especially our youth, and even through this pandemic with so many minds, glory to God, have been twisted, glory to God, for not being able to function and not to be to be manipulated. I mean, I'm massaged, glory to God, to be able to operate in the socialization or whatever the enemy is trying to use. But God, we know you're still on the ground, on the throne, still doing great and mighty. You can rectify this. But God, we're praying for people to turn to you. We're praying for we that have confessed your word, that we will yield to you. Glory to God. We may have came to you and accept you and receive the Holy Spirit, but that yield to let go so deliverance can take place so we can be all on one accord. Oh, God, I mean, it's so much to pray for. We're praying for our military people around the world, around the globe, glory to God, right here in the United States, glory to God, and even for families of the military, glory to God, not being able, some have more than enough, and others, glory to God, don't have enough. God, and some of their children and families are struggling. In the name of Jesus, we are praying, God, that the government do right by them, but we are praying, God, that you are blessed. We are praying for healing, glory to God, of broken hearts to so many people going through at this hour and this time, whether it's through, glory to God, loved ones, or through a financial situation, whether it's through the crisis that they're coming through, or glory to God, are still going through with the pandemic. Oh, God, for those, glory to God, are still sick from it, and those, glory to God, that are still being challenged with certain things or the memory of all they had to go through the hardest part of it. God, we are praying for healing and deliverance. God, I'm praying that you will penetrate those minds and hearts where the enemy wants to use those situations to keep them in bondage or keep them reliving, glory to God, the situation or cause them, glory to God, that's still living in the rearview mirror in the past and can't function to go forth, glory to God, and receive, glory to God, what they can have, the joy and peace in this day. And some are oppressed, glory to God, thinking about what if about tomorrow, that they can't even, just like being in a jail, glory to God, would open up just to go out to work, release, and come back and be locked down. God, I'm praying deliverance. I'm praying for some of our sisters and brothers that have gone through some of the heartache and situations of their bodies, glory to God, being wrecked with pain and sickness and disease. God, thank you for the healing and deliverance. Thank you for the report that we're getting. We're thanking you today, even glory to God, for what you're saying and doing today. What the minute enemy went for evil, God, you turning some things around for good, that you'll be that we can testify of your goodness and your glory. It's so much. We pray for our youth, God. We pray for our own children, as well as we pray for the children all around the globe. We pray for our own grands and our, glory, our loved ones, God, and we're believing for their healing, their deliverance, their salvation, as well as we pray for others. God, we're praying for the body of Christ. Unity, for love, for forgiveness, and for letting go of the prestige, power struggle, and all the other things that are going on to cause them, glory to God, to turn away from you or to try to live part-time with you, or for some of the ones that are blaming, glory to God, others for the things that went on with their lives. And some of it might be legit, but glory to God, you said we're in Christ, we're new creatures. Old things are passed away and all things become new if we allow it to be. Oh, God, so we can go back into Egypt. We can go back into our minds and the things that we done been through. Once you done bring us out, glory to God, it's not no guarantee, except we make it a guarantee. We determine to let go and let God, because the enemy will always try to pull you back. But what have you decided? I'm going to believe God's report, or I'm going to keep floating back and forth into situations and murmuring and complaining and celebrating the devil. By the devil did this and the devil did that. Lord, we ought not be glory to God cheerleaders for the devil. He is there, we know. We acknowledge, glory to God. We are not crazy to not to recognize we have him, but we ought to be praising and magnifying God's name more than we bring out what the devil doing. Oh, God, oh, magnify his name with me and let us exalt his name together. God, we bless you. We honor you. We pray, God, for you to bless, heal, deliver, set free, and encourage. And glory to God, have a determination like never before not to go back. We may look back to bring a testimony out of the archives, but not to go back to live in that place where the enemy, glory to God, with a desire for us to reside there. If we don't move from that place, then we ought to not be answering the door to that. In the name of Jesus. God, I bless you today. Bind up every satanic and demonic force that will come against these prayers. We dismantle it, uproot it, cancel, glory to God, and pray, glory to God, every evil force of the enemy that's come up against these prayers, our lives, or our children, our families, the ministry, and the things that you have said yet to come to pass. We cancel that assignment, and we loosen from his authority from coming up against us in the name of Jesus. And we loose God's anointing for thy will be done. We bless you tonight. We give glory to you. We give honor to you. We thank you for your presence and your healing and your deliverance and your encouragement and our life. Another day that the Lord has made. Help us to live in you and move in you and have our beings and stand fast and hold fast to the promises of the Lord that add a rich and maketh no sorrow. In the mighty name of Jesus, we decree and declare it is so. The name came up, glory to God, Brother Black. We're going to have him to come open, to pray. Mother Alexander, praise the Lord. Just a moment. See if my sister came. And also, Father, we pray for Prophetess Bird, glory to God, that have been challenged somewhat with her hip from the other day with something from last Sunday. But we are praying, glory to God, for the divine touch from the Lord that she is healed and delivered, even though it may have to be checked. We thanking you that you'll move on her behalf. Thank you for bringing Pastor Graham, glory to God, through the burial of her son on Saturday and touch the family of Pastor Burton with a cousin in Washington State, God, for touch that family, glory to God, right during the time of their anniversary, that God, you'll work it out, that whatever need to be done, they can be able to take care of the things in Columbia before they have to go out to Washington and any other ones that are going through. But we just pray, God, that we just hold on to our joy and our peace and keep that armor on and keep fighting the good fight of faith, standing on your word in the name of Jesus. We bless you and we honor you. Bring comfort and encouragement and strength to them, God, in Jesus' name. God, we pray right now that you have your way in the midst of us. There's some answers that we are needing, glory to God, and we're praying for those of us that need a debt cancellation too as well, that you'll move in a miraculous way in Jesus' name. It'll be Brother Black, Mother Alexander, then Lord have mercy. Mother Willette, I'm trying to see if I see Mother McCormick behind that. Praise the Lord. In that order, praise the Lord. Seemed like Mother McCormick. Oh, Mother McCormick's name was up before Mother Willette. So let me do this again. Let me slow it down. Brother Black, Mother Alexander, Mother McCormick, and Mother Willette. And I will check and see like Pastor Sims is there, too, as well. So we'll have it in that order. So in the meantime, the line is open for you, Brother Black.
Hallelujah. You hear me?
Yes, I heard you.
Does anybody hear me? Oh, okay.
I can hear you. I just wanted to make sure that you hold on until I finish talking. So everything's good. You can go ahead.
Amen. Thank you. I have a little testimony. It felt like the past few weeks I was just getting attacked, like almost a beat down from the enemy all the way up till Friday. But when Saturday morning I went to prayer, it was like nothing ever happened. And I was like, Lord, I was just waiting for something. But it was like I was just walking in the blessing and the newness of life. I was like in a flow, you know, of the Spirit of God. And I just thank God for that. Because I tell you, anybody you know, that so happens to fall and call upon the name of the Lord and get back up, they'll truly, amen, be put right back in their place in the Lord. Anybody that goes through anything and continue to stand their ground and call upon the name of the Lord, God will straighten it out. And I just thank God for the opportunities. Amen. We have God on our side. No matter what happens, God is going to work it out for our good and his glory. But we got to continually trust in him. For we are his children. We are his, and he is ours. And I just thank you, God. Hallelujah. There's no God like our God. There's no rock like our rock. God, we don't have to worry. We cast all our cares and our worries, Lord, at your feet, at the throne, God, because you care for us. Hallelujah. We just have to trust you, God, even all the more. Not only trust you, but just hilariously trust you, knowing in our heart that you have already taken care of it. Whatever we pray when we whatever we desire when we pray, hallelujah. Mark 11:24. Believe we have received it, and we shall have it. And forgive all those we have ought against. And I just thank God for his word. Father, we just thank you, Lord. I just lift up, God, the fivefold ministry right now, all our apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, God. Lord, this prayer line, Lord, even Prophetess Hubbard, God. Lord, the great work that she's doing, Lord, and that it's marvelous in your sight, and that how we're being fed, God. Hallelujah. How we're growing, Lord, into your very image and likeness even all the more, God. Hallelujah, God. Defying the works of the enemy, but standing on your word, God. We just thank you, God, right now. God, if God be for us, who can be against us? If God be for us, he's more than the world that's against us. Hallelujah. We just thank you, God. We just lift up, God, every worship center all over the face of the earth, God. Hallelujah. The ones that's calling on your name, God. The ones that's lifting up the bloodstained banner, God. Lord, touch them. Bless them, Lord. Anything incorrect, as even you wrote in the book of Revelations to the seven churches, God, Lord, that we hearken diligently and we do turn, God, Lord, to lift you up, God, being transparent before you, God. Hallelujah. Anything that you see in us that's not like you, God, take it out and strengthen us, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. We thank you for every prayer line above ground and below ground on the face of this earth, God. One by one, name by name, touch, move, deliver, set free, bless, God. Hallelujah. Rebuke the hands of the enemy, God, for your name's sake and our name's sake, God. Hallelujah. Because we're in Christ Jesus, Father God. Hallelujah, God. We just lift up the nations, God, right now, God, our matriarchs and patriarchs, wherever they are, incarcerated, whatever they're going through, God. Lord, hunger and thirst, God, a famine in all areas of their life, God. Hallelujah. Types of abuse, even in our children and our youth lives, God. Lord, touch them, God. Send ministers and angels by, God. Lord, make those things wrong. Make them turn it around for your glory and their good, and turn it to make them right, God. Lord, the ones that's calling upon your name, you said, call upon me and I will answer thee and show you great and mighty things which you know not. Jeremiah 33:3. God, touch them. We thank you, God. We stand in the gap for them, God. Hallelujah. Our enemies, God. We speak salvation, God. Hallelujah. We speak life to every dead situation in their lives, God, even unto the third and fourth generation. We lift up Israel, God. Bless Israel, God. One by one, name by name, God. Let the entire remnant, Lord, be saved, God. They're your chosen people, and we thank you, God. We thank you that we've been engrafted from the wild olive tree into the olive tree, God. Lord, with all due respect, knowing that we've been engrafted, we can be unengrafted as well. But, Lord, we just lift up Israel, God. We thank you for them. We speak blessings and life forevermore, God. Work out every situation in their lives, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We just, Lord, ask you to bless our military and armed forces, God. Lord, any setups, traps, hindrances, God. Lord, any destruction and sudden emergencies and mishaps, God, we rebuke it right now. We reverse every curse right now. Hallelujah. Every plot, plan, and scheme, God. Lord, we command it to backfire in the enemy's camp right now. And we ask you to cover the military and the armed forces with your blood, God. But, Lord, draw them closer to you now. God, nearer at the cross is the song that I hear, God. Nearer, draw them nearer, God, by your Holy Spirit, God. Oh, God, that even the hearts begin to soften up, God, and begin to melt, just yearn for your love, God. Hallelujah. As the deer panteth after the water brook, and Lord, allow their hearts, their souls to pant after you, God. Psalms 42:1, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Bless the essential workers, Lord, everywhere over the globe, God. The necessities, God, that we need, the food, Lord, the medical things, God, the appointments, yes, Lord, hallelujah, the whatever we need, God, even shelter, Lord, building houses, Lord, watch over them, God. Lord, they have to come out, God, and see about us, God. And we just thank you for that right now in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we just bless, Lord, our cabinets, God, and at the White House, God, our executive branch, the president and vice president. God, touch their hearts, touch their minds, God. Lord, their souls need to be touched, God, that they'll be upright before you, God, that they won't do these gay right things and they won't do the one world government, God, and being influenced, God, by other leaders who know no God, who don't know Jesus Christ in the pardon of their sins, God, who's making unholy alliances, God, Lord, with the enemy. Hallelujah, God. Lord, we just pray, Lord, that you open the eyes, Lord, that they'll begin to see your word and understand what's going on, Lord. And God, that they'll receive you as Lord and Savior first and foremost, God, so that your Holy Spirit can reveal these things to them, God. But, Lord, we just lift them up nevertheless. The legislative branch, the laws that they're making, God, suppressing the minority and holding down the United States of America in there for greed and for gain and filthy lucre, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Putting somebody in harm's way so that they can receive increase, God. Lord, expose those things in the name of Jesus, God. I speak order in the court, order in the legislative, the lawmaking system, and the executive branch, God. Hallelujah, God. I just speak life into every dead situation. Hallelujah. I believe your word, and I know your word is coming to fruition. Everything is going to be straightened out in the name of Jesus, God. We know things get worse before get better, but we know you are on the move, your Holy Spirit. Father God, we just, the judges, the judicial system, how they're suppressing the minorities, God. Hallelujah. And I just pray, Lord, God, what the enemy meant for evil, I know you turn it around for our good and your glory, but not just the minorities, God, but it's beginning to be everybody, God, for Filthy Lucre, God. Hallelujah. And I just pray, Lord, that you make a way out of no way. Confound the wise and prudent of this age, God, and give your word continuously to the humble, to the foolish of the ones in this earth, you said, God. Hallelujah. We're not prideful and lifted up because we don't know, but what you share with us, we know. And in Christ Jesus, we know all things because your Holy Spirit lives in us. We thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Have your way in this place, in our lives, in all of our lives, children's lives, grandchildren's lives, siblings' lives, God, parents and aunts and uncles' lives, unto the third and fourth generation, God. Hallelujah. Let not your throne leave our genealogy all the days of our lives, God. Hallelujah. I just pray for those who are sick right now, those who are weak, God. Hallelujah, God. Infirmities, God. The disease, God. I speak life, Lord, in those dead areas, God. Those dead situations, God. I speak peace in every area of their life, God. Hallelujah, God. I bind up every type of disease and infirmity, sickness and weakness. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I cast it back to the pits of hell from whence it came. And some of it is because we don't do the things we're not doing that we're supposed to do. Exercising, eating right, God. Hallelujah, God. We thank you for reminding us. We just pray, Lord, that you touch us one by one and name by name, Lord, that we can get it right before you and stand on your word nevertheless. You said faith without works is dead. We have to apply it as you give it to us, God. And, Lord, now we loose your healing virtue. We loose constructive miracles, God, all over the face of the earth and all in all over it in our lives, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, do a new thing in our lives. Touch the mind of our babies, God. Touch their minds, God. Touch them from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, God. Let a newness of life spring up in them, and they be blessed, God, like never before, God. Hallelujah. We pray for the ones we said we'll lift up in prayer continually, God, wherever they may be, geographically, God. Touch them in a mighty and a special way. Save all their household, God. Marriages, children, grandchildren, siblings. Save the whole house, God. Let them glorify you and call upon your name, God. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And we speak debt cancellation, a supernatural debt cancellation in the name of Jesus, God, in our bank accounts, bills, God. We speak it, God. Over the atmosphere, even those extra charges that shouldn't even be on our bills and things, God, we reverse it. We call it to naught right now, to come to naught in the name of Jesus. And we speak life. We speak blessings. We speak transparency because we're of the kingdom of God and not of this world, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord God. Father, we come today just to thank you, Lord. Thank you for your grace and mercy in our life, Heavenly Father. thank you for being so good to us, Lord God. You wake us up this morning in a sound mind and a healthy body, Lord. So, Lord, we just have to give you thanks and praise, Father God. Thank you for mercy and grace, Lord God. Because we know you are the God that deliver. We know you are the God that heal. There is nothing that you cannot do, even the Father. Lord, you said in your word, you'll never leave us, you'll never forsake us. And we know, Father God, that you don't want us to be sick. You want us to be strong, healthy, because according to the word, Lord God, above all, Lord, you said in 1 Peter 2 and 24, healed by his stripes. You said it, Lord. We are healed. The same way you said it in Isaiah, Lord God. And we know, Father God, that you is a God that hear our cry. Lord, I thank you for being so merciful to us, Lord. Thank you for making a way out of no way for each and every one of us, Father God. Because when we call on you, Lord, you hear us. Just like you hear our first father when they cry out to you, Lord God. When Abraham cry out to you, you hear. So, Lord, we know that you is a God that hear our cry. We know nothing is too hard for you to do, Lord God. Father, I thank you, Father God. I thank you. According to your word, Lord, in Psalms 119, you said, the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. When we stick on your word, Lord God, we know that you shine wherever we go. You is with us. We know no matter what goes on in this world today, we must know who we are in Christ Jesus. When we stand faithful, we must remember the Lord already tells us we are the light of this world. We must stand faithful and know that he'll never forsake us. He's with us always. Help us, Lord God, to walk in that love, that agape of love, according to your word in Ephesians 5. 1 and 2, Lord God, you tell us that. You are the God that heal even the Father. Nothing is too hard that you cannot turn around. But help us to stand faithful and know that your word cannot fail. If you said it, believe it, stand by faith, knowing that by faith we must walk and stand straight on our word. If we said, Lord, I am here, I call on my Father, then we must stand faithful and know what we're calling for and believe him that he will answer no matter what the situation look like. We must remember we walk by faith and not by sight. Don't look at what people saying and what this one's saying. Remember what you're asking the Lord for. And he tell us that in 2 Corinthians 5 and 7. He tell us that. Faith is what's going to get us true to everything we come forth and ask in Lord for. But we got to have faith and believe that it's coming forth. These sickness that come against the body, we binding these things up right now in the name of Jesus. For Father, your word tell us, by your stripe, we are healed. We standing faithful and believing in the word of God, no matter what the situation look like. It's what you asking the Lord for. And we got to believe that we can stand strong in the Lord and in the power of who might? His might. He didn't say no might. He said power of his might according to Ephesians 6. We got to believe God and we got to stand faithful no matter what the situation look like. Knowing that God is the God that hear our cry. His word never fails. And we must always remember, we're not under the curse of the law. He had redeemed us from that curse of the law, and that gave us in Galatians 3. We must remember that, that we as children of the living God must stand faithful regardless of what's going on in the world today. God didn't give us the spirit of fear, no, he gave us faith, but not fear. So we got to know that when we stand, we must stand immovable. God said, I'll take away sickness. I'll take away diseases. And when this thing come against my body, I got to know, no, 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 no. You will not have dominion over this temple.
you will not have dominion. And then we got to fight. That's a good fight of faith coming. Stand boldly, brother and sister. Stand boldly and proclaim what God gave us. Because one thing for sure, the word of God not going to let us down. And remember what he tell us, if we pray. So the prayer is the key. No matter what the enemy throw against us, the prayer is the key. Continue to pray and continue to stand on his promises, knowing who we really are and who Christ is and what Christ have done for us. He suffered. So we must know that when we said, by his stripe we are healed, we got to take a grip onto that thing and stand faithfully. Just like we would say we led by the Spirit of God, then, baby, don't let none take you. The devil shall not have authority, not over you. You got to stand faithful and let him know, no. I'm led by the Spirit of God. Romans 8:14, give us that program. We got to stand faithful on the word of God and let the enemy know you will not have authority, not in my life. But we got to know, brothers and sisters, that when we stand faithful, immovable, we must know the word of God, what we calling on him for. Just like when we say, our Father which art in heaven. You better know, is our Father which art in heaven. When we say, Lord, we calling on the Lord, Father, have mercy, Lord, have mercy on my child, Lord God. And you better believe you calling from deep, deep in your heart. Not just mouth saying. And you stand faithful because we have an enemy that don't like us. But the Lord gave us authority and dominion over that. Because he said who he gave the power to. Who he gave the authority to. He didn't give the power and the authority to the enemy. He gave us power over the enemy. So when we pray, and we know that these false spirits come against the body to attack it, we know that it's none but the enemy. So we got to pray it down in the name of Jesus. So we binding up the spirit that come against the mind. We binding it up and we command it to loose the mind and cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. And stand faithful on what we said. I know we have a God that never changed. And no matter what goes on, he see everything. There ain't nothing we can hide from him. We can hide from man, but we can't hide from God. So when we kneel down and we say, Father, have mercy on us, we better know what we're calling and who we're calling for mercy. Because God promised us, he take away sickness. He heal your diseases. And our Father in heaven know. If you've put faith in the living God and stand boldly, I don't care what the enemy come with. I am not turning around. Stand faithful because God gave us the promises. He said whatever we bind on earth is bind in heaven. And I'm binding up the spirit of sickness and disease that come attack the body. I bind it in the name of Jesus and I command it to loose. Loose. You have no authority in this temple. But in the name of Jesus, you got to loose and go back to the pit of hell where you belong. However, the Father gave us those authority. He gave us that dominion. But the problem is we got to learn to stand faithful and fight the good fight of faith. Regardless what's going on in the world today, we must remember one thing. When you know who you are in Christ Jesus, then you know you're not of this world. So you just stand boldly and proclaim what Christ says in yours. If God said it, no matter what nobody say, stand faithful. And we must always remember that the Lord Jesus paid the price. No matter how the situation look, if you know who you are in Christ, you serve him. You stand before him. And you say, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. And we must remember that the Lord God, he said in his word, his mercy is everlasting. Not mercy today and then tomorrow the person ready. Oh, I give you mercy today and tomorrow they're ready to throw you out. No. When you put your mind and stand faithful on the word, baby, don't let no one take what you ask in the Lord for. Stand faithful. Be faithful to God. If you don't be faithful to nothing else, be faithful to God, man. If you're going to serve God, then you stand boldly, baby, because this world can do nothing, nothing to you when you know who you are in Christ and who you are. You're not of this world. You must know who you are. When you stand before the Lord and calling on the Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord. So much stuff is going on in this world today, and first thing we allow the enemy to come in our mind, what? Jealousy, hatred, envious. Why will you let this foul spirit have authority over you? No. Bind up the spirit of hatred. Bind up the spirit of strife. Bind up the spirit of envy, because we have authority over this foul spirit. We don't have to give them place in our life. But when we open a little door, they jump in. But we got to know that who we are in Christ Jesus. So regardless of the situation, look, never give up. Keep calling on the Lord. Keep putting him first, no matter how the situation is. Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for giving us dominion and power here in earth, Lord God. We thank you for having mercy on us that we can call no matter what the situation look like. Father God, you open doors for us. Help us to know that we can stand boldly and proclaim the victory is ours. Because according to your word, Heavenly Father, you tell us in your word, you are the God that heal. You are the God that deliver. Then nobody on earth can heal like the Lord can. No one can deliver like the Lord can. Lord, we thank you, Lord God. Thank you for giving us the power and the authority and the dominion here on earth, Father God. Thank you for watching over our sons and daughters, Lord. Plead the blood of Jesus over them. Keep our grand safe, Father God. Because your word said, if we pray, Lord. And Lord, I thank you, Heavenly Father, that every needs have been met according to your word, Father God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for strengthening us, Lord. Keep us going, because only you do it, Heavenly Father. It's only you can keep our grands and our great-grands, Lord. Keep them, strengthen them, Lord God. Bind up that foul spirit of disobedience, that foul spirit of deceivers that come against the mind. We bind it up in the mighty name of Jesus, and we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. We pray for our sisters and brothers, Lord God, that they continue to stand strong against the false spirit that come against them. For Lord God, your word said, if we pray, we pray for our pastors all over, Lord God, that they continue to stand strong against the wiles of the enemy, Lord God. We pray, Father God, that you continue to strengthen them, that they will stand boldly and proclaim the victory that has been given to them, Lord. No matter what it looks like, they are more than conquerors. Father God, we thank you today, Lord. We thank you for mercy. We thank you for waking us up in the morning time, Lord. Thank you for giving us blessed rest at night, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. For you are the only God. Jehovah God is the strength. He is the only God. There is no other God but you that created us all. There's no other can create the earth. Only you did, Lord, and you know everything that goes on in this earth. There is nothing hidden from you, Lord. So, Father God, we just want to thank you. We just want to praise you and glorify you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the prayer line, Lord. I thank you for the head of the prayer line, that you continue to bless our Heavenly Father, continue to strengthen our Heavenly Father, take away sickness and disease from the midst of our body, binding up this foul spirit of sickness and disease. Because according to your promise, Heavenly Father, you already tell us in your word, you will take away disease from the midst of us. You will take away sickness. And Lord, we believe, Heavenly Father, because it's your word. Nothing is more powerful than the word of God. And Lord, we thank you, Father God. Each and every one of us on the prayer line stand in the gap for brothers and sisters all over, Lord God. Lord, we pray for brothers and sisters in other countries, Lord God, that is standing on calling on you at the same time praying, Father God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for keeping an edge around them. There's sisters out there that don't even know where the next meal coming from. But, Lord, we bind that spirit of have them deceived. Lord, we bind that spirit up that it will loose their mind, Lord. For it's in the name of Jesus we claim victory in every area. Because, Lord, you're a God that hears us. And you said whatever we bind and hurt is bind in heaven. You gave us the power and the authority to do these things. And, Father God, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for mercy and grace. Thank you for being the Lord of our life. Thank you, Lord God, for keeping us standing strong on this prayer line, brothers and sisters, as one. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I thank God for Brother Black and Mother Arizona just already prayed him. And Pastor BJ, I thank God for all three of them already prayed and everything right now in the name of Jesus. I just give glory and honor to the Lord on tonight because he is so worthy to be praised. I thank him for life, health, and strength. I thank him for how he woke me up this morning, started me on a brand new day that I never seen before. Realized it was nothing so great or good that I've done, but it was just his mercy. That he just had mercy on me one more time, and I just thank him for it. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for just giving me the understanding of some things that I didn't understand and how you yet, Lord, it opened up my understanding to some things, how you yet opened up my eyes to things that I may not have known, but you are yet opened up my eyes and opened up my ears to some things. I praise you on this afternoon, God, because I realize, God, that you are my Father in heaven. You are the one that I can call on. You are the one that I can look to, and whatever I need, I can come boldly to the throne. That I know, God, that you are able, Lord God, to work out situation in my life. And so I give it all to you on tonight, Lord God. I just want to trust you, Lord God. I just want to lean and depend on you because I can't do it by myself, Lord God. So I need you every step of the way, Father. I pray, Lord God, for mankind all over the world because there are so many things, like our sister said and brother said, there are so many things that are going on in this world, but we know, God, that you already know and you see and you know everything. And there's nothing hidden from you, Lord God. So, God, I praise you, Lord God, and I lift you up on today, Lord God. And I just thank you, Lord God, for the sunshine. I thank you for the rain this afternoon, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for being there, Lord, knowing that I can come to you boldly, to you, Lord God. I praise you this afternoon, Lord God. Lord, I thank you most of all, God, for your word, because your word is what help us, Lord God, to go forward and to be able to stand and be able to realize, God, that without you, Lord, we could do nothing, but with you we can do all things. I thank you, Heavenly Father God, for your word, that word that tells us in 1 John 5 and 14 and 15. Now, this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we have asked of him. So, God, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for that word because as I begin to pray and I begin to seek your face, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that not just only want to be a hearer of the word, but want to be a doer of the word of God. So I just pray, Lord God, for those that's going through problems and situations because there are so many things are happening in this world that so many little kids are being gunned down and shot, Lord God. And I just pray for all the little kids everywhere, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, for people that don't have food on their table, Lord God, that don't have the running water that they need to be able to shower and to be able to bathe themselves or be able to drink water or be able to cook and make food for their kids. I pray for that kind of situation, Lord God. My heart goes out for people, Lord God, that stands on the highway, Lord God, and want money. And I pray for them when I pass them. I say, Lord, I pray that they are not just out there just begging and want money just to get a big bankroll of money for themselves. But I pray that they're doing it in the right way, Lord, because we find people at times do things, but they're not doing it in the right way. They doing it trying to get ahead of one another. So, God, we have to have that discerning to see these things, to see what is right and what is wrong in the name of Jesus. So, God, I just ask you to look down on us tonight, Lord God, and help us to have that discerning, to know how to be able to help people when they need it in the right way, Lord God. And God, I just ask you right now to look down on all the drug addicts and the ones that's going around doing things that they shouldn't be doing, God. I pray for that situation in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I ask you to look down on those that's worrying on tonight, some that's worrying that feel like they can't make their way, seeing that they don't know which way to turn and don't know what to do, Lord God. But touch their hearts tonight, Lord God, and let them know, God, that you is a healer. Let them know that you is a deliver God, that you are there. You are there for them, God. All they got to do is cry out and call on your name, Lord God, because you said the name of the Lord is a strong tower, that the righteous run in their faith. So, God, I pray that they will come boldly to you. They will come to you, Lord God, and let you work out their situation in their life. And, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, for those that's weary on tonight, God. You say, let us not be weary in well-doing, because in due season we'll reap if we faint not. So, God, we ask you right now, Lord, to look down on those kind. Look on those that don't have jobs, Lord God. Praying, Lord God, for those that still get their money and their signs up for jobs or for people to have the job, but some don't have no one to keep their kids or whatever it may be. But I pray, Lord God, that they just don't take that money and don't just step out and go ahead and get their job, because that money is going to run out after a while. So, God, help them to have the right choice and the right mind how to go about with this money that's coming in now in the name of Jesus. Help them to be wise about the situation, because there's jobs out there now. And, God, help them to know, God, that it's not going to always be that way, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So, God, we just have to have wisdom. We just have to have a discernment to know how and the way to do these things in the name of Jesus, because we have a choice and realize that the blessing have come for us, and help us not to just take it for granted that we're not going to get out. If we can get out there and do the work, get out there and do what you need to do in the name of Jesus. So, God, I pray for those kind of situations in the name of Jesus. I pray, Heavenly Father God, for the nation. I pray, Lord God, for people that's married on tonight, God. I ask you to look on all married couples on tonight, God. Give them strength, God, to continue to come together and continue to have that love for one another, to keep that love. When they first met one another, they were maybe so in love with one another, but God, now they may want to come a fall apart from one another. But God, let them know that you are able, Lord, to do it again for them in the name of Jesus. So, God, we pray for that kind of situation. We pray for those, Lord God, that's in the church. We pray for the body of Christ as a whole, Lord God. Help us to have real love for one another, not have that taught love, but real love for one another in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, we pray this afternoon, Lord God, for the government, Lord God. We ask you to touch our president, President Biden, and our Vice President Harris. We ask you to shield and protect them wherever they go or wherever they have to do, God. Help them to make wise choices, and help them, the Lord God, to know how to continue to go about doing the things that they need to do in the name of Jesus. God, we just pray, Lord God, for our leaders, for the pastors and churches everywhere, Lord God, for our minister, Lord God. Oh, God, we pray that you will keep a shield around them and help them to teach people in the right order, in the right way that you have given to them. Help them not to try to change the word, to fix it the way that they want it to be. Help them to have that word in their heart the way that you have given it to them in the name of Jesus. They might not like it. The orders might not like it when you speak the word, but just speak it anyhow.
speak that word and tell what you're supposed to say to the people in the name of Jesus. So, God, we pray. I pray for that in the name of Jesus. God, I pray, Lord God, for those that's a suicide, those that feel like nobody care about them and feel like they just want to just get rid of themselves. Let them know, God, that that's the wrong way. Don't have that kind of thought in your mind. Or the word of God said, cast down those imagination in the name of Jesus. Help them not to think the wrong way. Help them to realize, God, if nobody else cares for them, let them know, God, that you care for them. Because you said in your word, you'll never leave us nor forsake us. So, God, help them to realize that you'll be there when nobody else is there in the name of Jesus. Even when you're depressed, even when you're oppressed or whatever it may be, you will be there when everybody else walk away. Let people realize, God, that you're there. You, if anybody walk away, you may walk away, but then you need to come back and come back boldly to him in the name of Jesus. So, God, we pray, Lord, this afternoon in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, for families everywhere, Lord God. Pray that you'll touch families that's struggling, people that going through, Lord God. Some may get an argument sometime that don't want to listen to one another, don't want to listen to mama, don't want to listen to daddy, don't want to listen to brother or sister, just want to do their own things and then end up they having an argument about something that don't even make any sense. So, God, we pray. We just pray for all this confusement. It's just a whole bunch of confusement in the whole entire world. Whole bunch of confusion that's going on. But we know, God, that you ain't the author of confusion. You are not the author of it. And so, God, we pray, Lord God, that you would just touch minds of people, touch their minds, and let them see, God, that you are the one that's able to fix these situations because you see it and you know how to do it and you know how to work it out in your appointed time, and you will do it in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you right now, God, for everything that you're doing and what you're going to do. We thank you for healing your people because you said in your word, God, you said in Psalms 107:20, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. So, God, we pray right now for the world as a whole. We ask you, Lord, continue, Lord, to have mercy on the land of the living of people, Lord God. Let them realize, God, that you see them and you know what they're standing in the need of. Because you said in your word, God, you said that, you said, come unto me, all ye that labor and all are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon me and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. You shall find rest unto your soul, for my yoke is easy and my burden light. So all you are telling, all you doing, you got your hands stretched out on tonight, and you just telling people, come, just come to me, and I would nowise cast you out in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for all people everywhere, those we know and those that we don't know. We pray, Lord, a special prayer on tonight, Lord God, for my little grand Kelly. Her birthday was on the 1st of June that she turned 1 year old. So we pray for her wherever she might be. I don't know. Hadn't seen her, hadn't heard nothing about it. But, God, we ask a special prayer that you would pray for that little girl wherever she might be. And I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord. Truly, we give God glory, honor, and praise for being so good. Hallelujah. 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 Father God, in the precious and holy name of Jesus, that name that's above every name, Father, we thank you for being so good to us. We thank you that you love us, that you are for us. Hallelujah. Glorious praise ascend up unto thee, Lord God. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for life, for health, for strength. I thank you for being of a sound mind. I thank you for my brother and sisters that have prayed, Lord God, before me. And I thank you, Lord God, that you've already heard the request. And I pray, God, as we pray the prayers of faith, believing that it's done, that it is so in Jesus' name. I thank you that your word teaches in Matthew 18 and verse 19 that if two or three shall agree here on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. I thank you for the power of your word. You said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible. Mark 9 and verse 23, thank you, Lord God, hallelujah. And I thank you that you are the God. Yes, you are, the Our Father which art in heaven. That the scripture teach in Ephesians 3 and 20, we say, now unto you, Father God, that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we act or think, according to the power that work on the inside of us. Thank you, Lord God, for your anointing. Thank you for your presence, Lord God, on this line with us and each believer, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that when we come to you, I heard it said already, that we know when we pray the prayer of faith, you hear us. And if we know that you hear us, then we have the petitions. Hallelujah. You said, hallelujah, praise God, in Mark 11, Jesus said, have faith in God. And if we have faith, we can speak to the mountain, glory be to God, and not doubt in our heart, but believe the things that come out of our mouths. Hallelujah shall take place. You said in your word, dear God, that we should have whatsoever we ask. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. When we believe that we receive. Thank you for the power of your word. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. That we are your children, not just children, but heirs of God and joint heirs with the Lord Jesus Christ, according to Romans 8 chapter. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you've given us authority, hallelujah, to say something, hallelujah. Glory be to God. You said in Mark 11, verse 24, you said, therefore, you repeat it again, Jesus, I say unto you, what things soever you desire, even the things we desire, Lord, yes, the things that we desire when we pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. So, Father, we come before your presence. We thank you for John 16, 23 and 24. Hallelujah, that you said whatsoever we should ask the Father in the name of Jesus, you would give it to us. And verse 24 is why? So that our joy will be full, glory be to God. You told us, hallelujah, to ask and you shall receive so that your joy can be full. Thank you so much, Heavenly Father. Thank you so much. And, God, we bind up any unbelief, we bind up any doubt, because we can't afford to doubt with so many, as I've heard before, so many situations that's going on in the land today. But we come before your presence and we lift up the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We thank you, God, I thank you. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, that you're worthy to be praised. I worship you on this prayer line. I give you the glory that only you are worthy of. Glory be to God. Not unto us. Get it, Abosheke. Not unto us, but unto you, Lord God, belong all the glory, honor, and praise. So I glorify you. I thank you. I honor you. I worship you. Thank you so much for your presence that you sent to abide on the inside of us and to go alongside us, to be our strength, hallelujah, glory be to God, to refresh us in the word of God and what you said in your word, hallelujah, glory be to God, hallelujah. Your word is your will for us, hallelujah. If you said by your stripes in Isaiah 53, praise God, verse 5, you was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon you, and with your stripes we're healed. We are in agreement with your word. Glory be to God. I thank you, Lord God, that you've already dealt with the sickness, the disease. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Even the sin issue, to as many as received Jesus, to them you gave the right to become, hallelujah, the right to become the children of God. Thank you so much. Thank you, Lord God. You've given us that which pertains to life and godliness. Thank you so much. You've given us so much, Lord God. You watch over your word to perform it in our life. Thank you, Psalms 1. Hallelujah. Blessed is the man that walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of the sinner, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. God, you reward them that trust you and obey your word. Hallelujah. And you bless us with what we stand in need of, glory be to God. And you even bless us even with some of the desires of our heart. If it's in accordance with your divine will for our life, you're a good God. And there is no good thing that you will withhold from them that walk upright. So I touch and agree with the prayers that are gone forward for those that may be sick, those that are hurting, those that are in pain. God, in the name of Jesus, we pray that the sword of the Spirit, your word, with your anointing, will be released, yes, in the atmosphere, even now, hallelujah, to go forth in the name of Jesus and touch the sword of the Spirit with your anointing. Go forth, hallelujah, and release your healing virtue. And those who are maybe in pain at this hour listening, and the devil is a liar, he wants us to accept. He wants to exalt himself against the knowledge of God with these aches and pains, and he wants us to believe that we just have to suffer with this until we die. The devil is yet a liar, dear God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God, because you want us to be whole and well. Hallelujah. Thank you for reminding us in your word so many different circumstances where Jesus said to many, thy faith has made thee whole. Glory be to God. We stand on your promises, Lord God, that the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, has already dealt with the sickness, the pain and the suffering in the name of Jesus. So when symptoms and things like that come, we acknowledge them, because if I stump my toe, I feel it. Hello, somebody. But God, I thank you that you give me authority not to just lay there and suffer the rest of my life, but to say, you know what, foot you going to heal. Thank you for healing, God, those injuries, Lord God, and those surgical wounds in the name of Jesus. Your word with your anointing, go forth and release divine deliverance in the bodies of those who have had surgeries. Heal, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Yes, you are our Father, God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You're El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one, Jehovah Rapha. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You are our healer. Glory be to God. And we run to you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for deliverance on this evening. I thank you, Lord God, and I put myself in remembrance, Lord God, that I prayed the prayer. I trust that there is a day coming where cancer and sugar diabetes, high blood pressure, Lord God, kidney disorders, Lord God, so many sicknesses will be a thing of the past. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I speak, declare, Lord God, and decree that, yes, that day is coming. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. No more aneurysms, no more heart attacks, no more strokes, no more clogged arteries in the name of Jesus, no more incontinence in the name of Jesus, no more circulation disorder. Glory be to God. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, Lord God. You say whatever you say, believing that you receive, you have it. Glory be to God. I thank you, dear God in heaven, in the name of Jesus, as we pray the prayer of faith with expectation that, hallelujah, you manifest the deliverance in this lifetime, in this atmosphere, Lord God, that we're in the name of Jesus. Those, Lord God, who have arthritic conditions, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, have an eye disorder, Lord God, maybe glaucoma, maybe cataract or some degenerative eye disease. In the name of Jesus, I speak deliverance. Those, Lord God, somebody is waiting on an organ, and I thank you, Lord God, for our health care and medical staff, but God, in the name of Jesus, give them wisdom. And I thank you, Lord God, that there are some that don't have to go through that because you are the way maker, the miracle worker, the promise keeper, the light in our darkness. You are our Lord God, and regardless of what the doctors or medical staff may do, you are our healer. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Father, I thank you, Lord God, and I pray in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that as we continue to trust you and believe your word, Lord God, and your word, hallelujah, Psalms 107, verse 20, you sent your word to heal us. Hallelujah. So when the enemy sent these signs, symptoms, let's find out what's going on so we'll know how to pray and trust you for deliverance, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Yes, you send your word, and we pray that your word go forth with your anointing and accomplish what you have sent it to do. We pray that it will set free, save, heal, and deliver. We pray now in the name of Jesus that you give us liberty and freedom from sin, from sickness, disease. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, from strongholds, addiction, sex sins, identity issues. At the name of Jesus, from darkness and wickedness and deception, oh God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you unveil, hallelujah, the people's eyes, that they will be able to see the truth. God, that they'll be able to, Lord God, even be able to tell the difference, the truth, between the truth and a lie. And the enemy has come to deceive people and making them think that they have to continue in the condition that they're in until you come back. But the devil is a liar. And I thank you, Lord God, for, hallelujah, the day coming. And I pray soon and very soon, glory be to God, that you wipe out this darkness from the earth. I pray that people will see that, Lord, have mercy on my soul. Forgive me for my sins. And, Lord God, help me to live in such a way that I reflect my Savior, that I look like him and my character and my nature, Lord God, that I'm not looking like the world or the darkness, Lord God, or wickedness upon the earth. But, God, I be an example for so many that need to see Christ in the body of Christ today. Have mercy on us and forgive us, Lord God, for not being all that we should be as children of God. We pray, oh God, hallelujah, for so many tonight that stand in the need. Somebody may have a blood disorder, Lord God. That person that's waiting on the bone marrow transplant, in the name of Jesus. God, they may be waiting on a new heart, a pacemaker. God, we pray that you touch that heart in the name of Jesus and regulate it properly. Do a new thing. Release your supernatural miracles of deliverance, Lord God, for that person that's standing in need. God, open up the clogged arteries, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Dissolve, hallelujah, Lord God, the kidney stones or the gallstones without having to go through the excruciating pain that some people go through, in the name of Jesus. We ask for your help, Lord God. Help us, Lord God. And help us, Lord God, to pray ye one for the other. You did say, hallelujah, I think it's Luke, the 18th chapter, men ought to always pray. Glory be to God. And that talks about the unjust judge and the widow woman that wanted a vengeance for her adversary. And God, we know we wrestle not against flesh and blood. And all these attacks, we come against those attacks, against the body of Christ, against our friends, against our family members. In the name of Jesus, we pray, dear God, hallelujah, that you recompense our adversary. It's a righteous thing for you to recompense them, Lord God, for the trouble that they have caused us or our loved ones or family members or friends. So we pray, oh God, that you recompense the adversary what he is due, dear God. And we know you have an angel assigned, hallelujah, to deal with him once and for all. But I thank you for what you're doing in the meantime. I thank you, Lord God, that you have our front, our back, our head, our toe. Glory be to God. You, Lord God, are for us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. There's so much more that we can pray about. But I ask you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you continue, Lord God, to help my brothers and sisters, Lord God. Some people we pray for, we don't know who all we're praying for, but I do pray, Lord God, for a special anointing of your Holy Spirit to, Lord God, just, Lord God, let the fruit of the Holy Ghost live in us in such a way that as we go forth, Lord God, and we meet people, they know who we are. And they, Lord God, are drawn not so much to us, but they're drawn to you in the name of Jesus. God, we lift up, Lord God, each person on this prayer line tonight in the name of Jesus. And we pray not only for our families, but, Lord God, for their families and their children, their friends, their neighbors, in the name of Jesus. We pray, dear God, that the angels of God, hallelujah, be in camp about all of us. Surround us, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, with your holy presence and your angels, Lord God. Let your angels, Lord God, be on extra alert, hallelujah, for that we don't see. Let your angels be there to fight against the things that's trying to fight against us at the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We pray for traveling mercies. We're coming a time where a lot of people are doing traveling. We pray for safe travels, the angels to go before them, Lord God, making sure we all make to and from our destination safe. God, continue to heal, set free, and save. We pray right now, Lord God, that you will nullify, dismantle, cancel, and stop the works of darkness, the works of wickedness, the works of witchcraft, whatever it is that's come to try to hinder, deny, delay, stop your divine will, purpose, and plan for our lives. We pray that it is annulled in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I honor you this evening, Father. I thank you for Jesus. Jesus, I appreciate you so much. Father God, in Christ Jesus' name, so much more to pray about, Lord God. But we pray, God, that you, Lord God, let your Holy Spirit continue to intercede on our behalf. Continue to meet all of our leaders on this prayer line, Minister BJ. Lord God, we thank you for the good report she's already gotten, and we are praying that she gets a good report on this medical visit on Thursday as well, in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, that all of my brothers and sisters' needs are met. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Bless your people now and keep us all safe. And God, we thank you that you are with us and for us. In Jesus' name, we pray the prayer of faith, and we say amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
Amen. Father, we come right now in the name of Jesus. We worship you, Lord God, because you're worthy of our worship. You're worthy of all of our praise, Lord. And, Father, without you, we can do nothing, Father. Father, we can't get up in the morning without your touch, Father. We can't do anything without you. And, Father, for that reason, we call and we adore you, Lord God, and we worship you right now in the strong and mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we love you. We praise you. We do lift you up, Father, because it's no other name under heaven whereby men can be saved but the name of Jesus. He tells us in his word, Jesus is the way, the only way, Father, and we worship you, but you loved us so much that you sent your only begotten Son to this sin-cursed world to die for mankind. And Lord Jesus, we praise you. We give you honor. We give you glory. Oh, Father, it's just so much to say, like my sister said before, it's so much to pray for. So many things to thank you for, Lord, but we thank you, Lord, for your matchless grace that you have given us, Father. We thank you for the truth that you have written in your holy word, Lord God, that men could be saved. You can't find a better plan. I don't care how you look and where you go, because in your word you said, abide in me. That's St. John 15:4. And I in you. So as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. That's a promise. That's a blessing that he's given to us. So many thousands and thousands of blessings, Lord, that you have bestowed upon us, Father, that you, if you reach out, if you got to do something. You have to accept his gift of salvation, and all these things will be added unto you, Lord God. Even in the tithe, say, well, I can't tithe. I don't want to tithe. I don't have to. I still won't be lost. But it's a blessing in doing what the word of God says. And, Father, we come against all those demon spirits of worry, fear, and doubt, oh, Father, because you said it's a sin to worry and be in doubt. And we can look back over our lives and we see all of the many great and wonderful things that you've done for us, Lord. How you continue to heal our bodies, Lord. How you continue to bless our finances. How you continue, Lord, to raise us up, oh, Father, if we're down. Oh, thank you, Lord. We praise your name. We bless your name, Father, because you're a good and a mighty God. You're a deliverer, Lord. And you just did start. Throughout the annals of history, you've been there for us, Lord. I thank you, yes, sir. Oh, yes, Lord, you have. We've seen you in the Bible, how you led that 4 million people to the promised land. And all they had to do was be obedient to your word and what your word say. All of them didn't make it, Father, because of disobedience. Father, help us not to be guilty. Help us, Lord God, to do the things that are pleasing in your sight, Lord, because your word, you do not lie. And if you could just hold on, because he's coming. He's coming. His word say, he sent his word to heal you. That's what he said. And if that's what he said, that's what he means. If you just latch on to his word and his grace, and we're just so grateful. Just so grateful that we know him in the free pardon of our sins, Lord God. That, Father, there's so much. There's so much going on in the atmosphere, the cosmos. It's a global thing, Lord God, everywhere. People are all mixed up, upset. Mental illness is running rampant. Husband and wives can't stand each other. They don't want to live together anymore. Little children are being abused, Father, but we know what you said in Chronicles when you said, if your people who are called by your name would humble themselves and pray and seek your face, you said you would turn from their evil ways and that you would heal their land. And I know a lot of people have been praying for the healing of our land. So many things that have gone wrong that we never seen before. We never seen all the upheaval in every arena. It's upheaval. It's this one and that one. Dog eat dog. People calling on the phone trying to just get a little bit more money in their pocket. Never to benefit you, but for them. Father, please come in your power as only you can come. And I know you coming, Lord. And you go, everybody's going to know it was you. And you're going to straighten out all of this that's going on in the world. But Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, Father, Lord God, to come against all of this murdering spirit, Lord, all this lying spirit. Father, expose lies and liars all over the land and country, Father, that their words will not have any validity, that their words won't mean anything, Father, but everybody that has a mind and a heart that's living on this earth would turn to you and realize that you are God, and besides you, there is none other. Oh, Father, look down upon us, Father, with a heart of love and tender compassion toward us, Father. Strengthen us where we're weak, even the ones on the prayer line, Father, granted by your grace, Father, the strength to stand up. Father, if you would be so kind as to present us with more opportunities to share the love of Christ, to let somebody hear our witness, Father, that you say, hold on no matter what, like Mother Alexander always says, and I admit that when you hear somebody else that has been through, that know this word, that it gives you strength. And that's what we want to do, Father. We want to strengthen those that are weak. And, Father, we want to help to save the unconcerned through your word and our life living, Father. So many sick and shut in, so many people in distress, so many people, Lord, the phone rings all day. This one needs help. That one, somebody died over here. This one, oh, Father, help us. Help us, Father, that we will continue to look to thee and be alone, Lord, to keep our mind, because the word says if you keep your mind stayed on God, that he will keep you in perfect peace. Father, we do love you. We praise you. We give you honor, Lord. Thank you for this prayer line and for Pastor BJ, Father, and everybody that's on here, Father. We ask that you continue to richly bless them, Father, that they'll be able to stand in all these perilous times and give glory and honor. Yes, Lord. glory and honor to your name, Father, because you are mighty, kind, loving God. And you came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. You just didn't come for nothing for your sake. You came for us. And, Father, we love you. We do give you honor. We do give you praise, Lord, for everyone that is on this prayer line, has been on this prayer line, would like to be on this prayer line. Father, we ask you to bless them, all the blessings that you see they stand in need of. Father, we love you. We praise you. We give you honor and glory. And we ask all of these blessings. Thank you, Jesus, in the strong and mighty name of Jesus. And I say amen, amen, and amen. Praise your name. Bless your name. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
You didn't know you came to save us, Lord, to take our sins away. Our eyes were blind. We couldn't see. We didn't know who you was.
Thank God. Hallelujah. Trust and obey, because there's no other way to be happy in Jesus. Praise the Lord. We thank God for opening our eyes that now we have the spirit of truth and that the veil is ripped and we can come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy and sacrifice these vessels as unto the great sacrifice that Jesus has made, our ultimate sacrifice, redeeming us back to the Father. So we thank God for that mercy every day. And God, how many times, glory, you have moved on our behalf. There's so much you have done for us that we wouldn't have enough tongues to go over to God in 10,000, 100,000 lifetimes to give thanks and praise you enough. Nobody can outgive you. But praise the Lord. We thank you today, glory to God, for all that you've done, all the miraculous, mighty, phenomenal prayers that's already gone forth and for the intercession. And we're just standing on the word and standing in truth and standing on glory to God and thanking him for those praise reports that we've been hearing over the years and over the last few months, over the last couple of weeks and whatever we've heard even this day. Praise God. The prayer line is now going to be open. We'll have to take prayer requests. I've already prayed, but we want you to keep those prayers in mind. Glory to God. And thank you for the prayers for myself, but also for this young lady that I saw today. Glory to God at the urgent care. And God just orchestrated that for me from one urgent care to the next. And it was really glorious. Sometimes you look at the time and say, oh, my goodness, the time is getting by. Why do I have to go from here to there? But it's a purpose in it all, because we end up praying for one of the young ladies. I believe she was a nurse, and the other nurse that ended up being there for to be able to pray about surgery she's going to have. Never laid eyes on her, but she wanted, and the nurse that wanted to have me to pray for her for a surgery in the morning. And both of them were just like, oh, we just feel the presence of God. But we know, glory to God, it was orchestrated by God. Even though the storm came up, he still blessed me to get back in here on time. In the name of Jesus, we thank God for her. Her name is Turquoise, and she's going through surgery in the morning. It's major surgery. It wasn't revealed about what type, but I just asked, was it serious? And she said, yes. So we believe in God. For we got a beautiful personality. Met her today. The Lord bless. We ask you to pray for Prophet Bird. She's talking to her again. I know last Sunday she had already said Monday about how hip was hurting from that, but she did the wedding and couldn't hardly get up the next morning. And so this week I thought it was after prayer. I thought it was like I told her last night, I thought it was, you know, that she had overcome the situation. But we prayed again last night, but she was in a lot of prayer yesterday. The Lord bless her. She's going to accomplish a few things. So pray for Pastor Bird's hip. I'll probably talk to her a little bit later and find out how things went, or did she have to go to the doctor. Pray for Pastor Graham. Of course, on Saturday she homegoing for her son. So just continue to keep her lifted up. You know, people are strong in the Lord for everybody else, this, that, and the other. But sometimes, you know, you say you're okay, I'm good, and just praying that she will be able to go through it and get, you know, her healing through it, through the process, and not be there thinking I got to be strong for everybody else. So just pray for Pastor Graham, or Pastor Graham. Pray for Pastor Burton. Heard from her, I think it was yesterday that I talked to her, or the day before, and her cousin. I'm trying to remember what he's the pastor. Is he the pastor or his wife? whichever one, well, her cousin and stuff like this from Washington got a news and stuff like this that he passed on. I believe it was him. I believe it's him. So just pray for her family. And also the same weekend, they're having the anniversary on this Sunday at 3 o'clock. So she pray if she has to go up there, friend, that it'll be right after. So the family, if the ones down there in Columbia that desire to go could go. So those are the prayer requests I have, and to continue to keep the prayers lifted up. So anyone else that have any prayer requests, I want to write those down now so we can go ahead and take those so we can be able to pray since we have time to try to cover as much as we possibly can. Praise the Lord. Who else have a prayer request?
Praise the Lord, Sister Hubbard. If you continue to pray for Teresa, she been feeling kind of weak a little bit. Well,
yeah.
Blood being that part, and also pray where she, Catherine, because she's supposed to be the match, you know, the match for Teresa, but they told her that she couldn't do it yet until she lose 50 pounds, so she got to lose weight. So we all try to lose weight together on the kitchen.
So,
table.
Catherine got to lose 50 pounds too.
Yeah, she got to lose 50 pounds before she can. Before they can let her do that.
But she isn't, they already matched her up?
Well, they won't really let her, they don't want to go any further right now until they.
Oh, okay. Until she does that, then, okay. All right. Okay, well, praise God between that time and whatever the Lord bless, whether it's Catherine or whether the Lord bless, and we will pray definitely for that. And also, for the divine healing, or either if there's somebody else to come in before then. However, we still going to believe it's going to be a match with no complications and problems. So.
And pray for my Kelly, the little baby. I heard you.
Praise God. And that brother Black keeps her a lot over the prayer line. I've been hearing him call her name up, even though you hadn't seen it. But we're not going to just pray just for her birthday. We're going to pray wherever the stubborn hearts and stuff like this is going to start loosening. The enemy going to loose this hold off of their heart so they can start letting your family be able to be together and bind up that division and whatever that is to keep you all from hearing from her or seeing her. So we're going to plead the blood of Jesus against that. All righty.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Who else?
I think I'm praying for my niece, Rebecca, so that she can come back to the Lord and continue the church work, because she was already a cadet, and as I told you, she just went back to, she went to drugs. So.
Okay, and that's your niece, you said?
Sorry?
Your niece or your granddaughter, what you said?
My niece.
Niece. Okay, niece.
Yeah.
Return back to the Lord.
Yeah, Rebecca.
Okay. Anyone else, so we can take the rest of the prayer requests? Okay, if that's the last one. All right, then. Mother McCormick, would you take the prayer request for Sister Elsa's niece to return back to the Lord? We're going to pray Mother Alexander for would you take the prayer request for this young lady that I said there was a nurse or either a CMA that said the urgent care. Her name is Turquoise. It's like the color turquoise. That's her name. She having surgery, major surgery in the morning. Mother Willette, will you take Mother McCormick's Teresa for about the she's feeling weak, but also for her sister Catherine about the 50 pounds need to be lost, but also the Lord to bless if that's the one for the match or whoever God blessed for the match in that. And Brother Black, would you pray for Pastor Graham and Pastor Burton during that time of pardon me? That's Rachel?
I did.
Yes, I need prayer.
Okay. Is anything particular or you just
the enemy trying to attack me again?
Well, he's trying to attack us all the time. You got something when you say attack again?
Yeah, he's trying to attack my mind. I've been going through I've been fighting with the word. I know the word is my weapon because you've been teaching me. I know that. I've been fighting.
Okay. We're gonna close that door that no more attacks against the mind, and you continue to reach out to us.
And my knee's been hurting me so bad at night.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And sometimes he'll try to come in that way too, especially when we can't get no relief. But he's still a liar.
Yeah.
Okay.
Apostle, could you repeat the
Pastor Graham,
the one...
her son was killed and he was gone on today. Utilize him on Saturday. And Pastor Burton just found out about her cousin in Washington. So just pray for their families and for grief, and just pray strength to Pastor Graham, really, because, you know, I know she tried to be strong for everybody else, but I'm quite sure and so forth. Like, this is really pulling on her heart. And
thank you.
Okay, and I think that's Mother Sims, Pastor Sims, can pray for Rachel concerning the counseling assignment of the attack on her mind, but sometimes even when you're going through in your body, you turn back around and try to anticipate it too, but just going to pray that she continue to hold fast to the word and not be moved, and strengthen her, rebuking the forces of evil, and pray for her knee. Okay, if everyone remember when they started out, who was praying, just go ahead and let's keep the prayers going on, because we have 15 minutes and we need to cover everybody.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come before you right now. Lord, we pray for Elsa, a niece right now, God, that her niece would turn to you, Lord God. Excuse me. Would turn to you, Lord God. We know, God, that you are able, Lord, to save and deliver, Lord God. If she's not saved, but if she is saved, God, let her realize, God, that your word tells us in Matthew 11 and 28 and 30, come unto me, all ye that are labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul, for my yoke is and my burden is light. So, Lord God, help her to realize, God, that you are the author and the finish of her faith. Let her realize, God, that you are the only one that can turn things around. You are the only one that can send for total, complete healing and deliver, God. And, God, I pray, Lord, that you give her strength to realize, God, that you're the only one that can take her through whatever situation that she might be going through right now. Because you said also in John, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Let her realize, God, that you is
praying.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay, remember everybody, try to cover with skin so we can get everybody in, okay?
Okay.
So somebody with the noise in the background, would you kindly be courteous enough to mute your phone if you know you got to talk or something's going on in the background? Okay, we're going to try to move quickly.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, sorry.
Wait, Mother Alexander.
Praise the Lord. We're going to pray for Turquoise for that surgery. Lord God, you already know all about it, Father God. So we just come together standing in the gap for Lord God, and asking you, Heavenly Father, that you touch, Lord God, because nothing is impossible for you to do, Father God. You said in your word, by your stripe we are healed. Father, I ask you to just put calm in our heart, Lord God, and let us be still, Father God, and don't worry, because your word tells us, if we pray, and Father God, and touch our mind and our heart, Lord God, that you will cry out to you, Lord God. Because we know you're a healer, Father. And that's why we come today, Lord. Touching in agreement with one another for this young lady. That this surgery will go on all right. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. God, we just thank you. Thank you. We just thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We lift up Pastor Graham to you. We lift up Pastor Burton to you right now, even in their loss, even in their grieving time, God, Lord. Strengthen them with might in the inner man, God. And, Lord, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. But even at this time here on earth, Lord, as they're sojourning, God, Lord, let them call upon you. Let them keep their mind on you, God. Let them draw strength assurance from your word. Let them receive assurance from your word, God. Lord, from every fiber of their being, from the crown of the head to the soles of their feet, God. Lord, we bless your name. We count it done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Truly, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we appreciate you, and we lift up Teresa to you right now. In the name of Jesus, we pray, dear God in heaven, that you will be her strength in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we are counting that the kidney replacement, Lord God, that needs to take place, Lord God, we pray that your divine will be done. We know that you're able, Lord God, to do anything, including not have to go through getting a different kidney, because you're able to, Lord God, renew her kidney that she has and make it brand new. God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord God, the sword of the Spirit with your anointing will be released in her body for her strength, Lord God, for touching her kidney, Lord God, and causing it to do what it was designed to do as you, the Creator, in the name of Jesus. And we pray, dear God, in the name of Jesus, that you give her, Teresa, liberty and freedom from this kidney trouble, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we pray that you will be her strength until, Lord God, you, Lord God, heal this kidney in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, that there is no good thing that you withhold from them that you love. And I pray that you fight against her adversary that keeps propping up his head and causing her trouble and getting this kidney transplant. And we pray, God, if it's your divine will for that to take place, Lord God, whether it's through her sister, Catherine, we pray if she must need to go through a weight loss, Lord God, we know that's already done. If she's a match, Lord God, then, and that's your desire for Teresa to go through a kidney transplant, we pray that it be done in the name of Jesus. God, let your hand of mercy be in this situation. And God, let us rest in what your word says, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and that with your stripes she's already made whole. We thank you for your manifestation of this. And we pray that your Holy Spirit will give her direction on what steps to take, because we know you have given us people, Lord God, to help us in the name of Jesus. But we pray for your help on the direction to take. But we pray that every obstacle that the enemy tried to throw up, we pray, God, that you cast him down in Jesus' name. Your divine will, and you bless Teresa for all of her trouble she's been going through. And let her be able to testify of how good you are in Jesus' name. We pray for Catherine, Lord God, that you will strengthen her, Lord God, and bless her and give her favor, even for, Lord God, be willing to donate a kidney to her sister. We love you, Lord. We bless you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Mother Pastor Sam already dropped off the phone.
Oh, I'm here. I thought it was Brother Black. Okay.
Brother Black already prayed.
Okay. Father, we thank you.
It was for Sister Rachel's knee and for her restore. Okay.
I've got it written down. Thank you, Lord, for Sister Rachel, because she knows your word and she knows where to run in times of need, Lord God. And we thank you so much for her witness, Lord, that she holds on to your word. Father, she says she's being attacked by Satan, Father, and he's on his job. He's always on his job trying to trick us and throw us down and cause problems and distress. But, Father, we come right now in the name of Jesus asking you to give her strength, Lord, that she'll be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, having on the full armor of God. And, Father, strengthen her mind, as the word of God says, for God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of love and power and of a sound mind. Father, give her that a sound mind, Father. And also, Lord God, touch her knees. She says she's having a lot of trouble out of her knees, Father, but you are God, Oh, Father, we know we can't hurry you, Father, but if we hold on, we know that you'll come through for us, Father. And, Father, just touch her, Lord. Strengthen her in every area of her life. All those things that she's requesting and all that she's praying for, Lord, please bless her, Lord. Hold her up with your mighty hand, Father. And we come against Satan and all of his little cohorts and all of his imps, Lord, that he will not have any power over her because she holds on to the word, and the word is truth, Lord. We thank you for Sister Rachel, and we ask you, Lord God, to bless her, hold her up, Lord. Help her, Father, that she'll hold out until you come, because we know you're coming. Your word is truth. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name, we honor you, and we give you glory and praise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Messenger, Holy Spirit. Amen, amen, and amen.
Was anybody assigned to Kelly?
Father God, we just thank you right now, Lord, and we lift up baby Kelly to you, my baby God. Lord, she's a baby. She's your baby. We all stand in the gap and lift her up to you right now. We pray and we decree and we declare a constructive miracle in her life, God. Touch her head, touch her heart. Touch her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, every anatomy, every organ in her anatomy, God. Let the baby, Lord, grow normal, God. We decree it, God. We speak, Lord. Time is up, God. Lord, for her to be 100% complete, whole, and healthy again, God. And, Lord, we rebuke the hands of the enemy, every onslaught, every generational curse, every satanic and demonic attack. We bind it up, all your weapons, tools, your seed, your false idol words, your lies, distraction, and deception. We cast it back to the pits of hell from which it came. Now we loose your ordinances. We loose your spoken and written word, Lord, over her life, God. We declare, we decree it, and we speak by faith in Jesus' name. Amen.
And in addition to that, amen. Father, we pray right now for this family. We currently have the assignment of trying to keep them divided and trying to keep the family from being able to see her. Whatever the confusion is in the background, what happened with the father and the mother for whatever abuse and whatever things and whatever is going on with the grandparents, why the information is not being out to share with the grandparents and great-grands or whatever it is, we rebuke you, Satan, and bind you up and loose you. Your hold is going to be loose off of them, and they are going to come to themselves and realize the error of their ways. God, I pray salvation in the midst, and even if salvation is not to some of them, I pray, God, that some that do have it and they're not coming in compliance with what is right by your word, God, I pray conviction, but we just believe in it's going to be a turnaround. So God be the glory. We're looking any time now to hear a change. Praise God. Well, anyway, before we get ready to move out of our last couple of minutes before it closed, the What Are You Under the Influence Of is coming up, glory to God, this Sunday. Glory to God. We are praying that the man and the women of God that God has blessed for you to bring forth the word. We're looking for a mighty move of God. Just praying God's blessings. I know he's probably been pulling some of you all's belly to overflow in the spirit realm. So we're looking forward to hearing what thus said the Lord and praying that the fire, the Holy Spirit, the anointing just flow through, that it will bring, glory to God, transformation, encouragement, enlightenment, and even somebody may hear it, maybe salvation. And some, glory to God, that did not know their feet were slipping, something, glory to God, brought awareness in through the word. So we're believing a mighty move of God. So I just pray God's blessings upon you. Glory to God, Mother Alexander, Mother Willette, Mother McCormick, Brother Minister Black, and also we're adding Pastor Sims because Minister Brenda will be on assignment with the church with Apostle Burton, her pastor, for the anniversary. So we're down to 90 seconds, so we bless God for that and praying God continue to bless and heal and deliverance and encouragement to you, your family, and the ministries and all that God has blessed you to do, that you continue to hold on to faith and encouragement and continue to pray and encourage others. And just pray, glory to God, a move of God like never before in your lives, not only just on this prayer line, but with your daily walk. As we continue to pray you one for another and pray for our leaders of this country and pray, glory to God, against the satanic forces that are at work, that we're going to not sit back, but we're going to pray and intercede. What we can do is continue to call on the name of Jesus by faith. So I love you. I appreciate you and the blood covering over you. Sweet rest and sleep. Thank you for your prayers, for the ministry, for me, and for one another. Love you. Look forward to talking with you soon.
Love you, Shalom.
Love you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Continue to keep each other in the middle.
Love
you. Love you.
Shalom.
Shalom. What a mighty God. Hold on to your joy and your peace.
Amen.
Amen.
With the armor of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.